This is Southern Colorado's NPR station, 91.5 KRCC. It's no secret the cannabis industry is becoming mainstream. From new strains of marijuana plants to new ways of extracting THC, some companies are racing to patent their products. But because this industry has lived in the shadows for so long, that race may not be a clear or fair one. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
It's not every day you get a true eureka moment in science.
We always tell people to keep an eye out for something unique, something, different.
That's Andrew Alfred. He's chief scientist at the Denver-based cannabis company LiveWell. They grow marijuana for dispensaries in Colorado and Oregon. One particular day,
we had someone come into our office and say, "Hey, I got something that I haven't seen before. You want to come, take a look at this."
He says what they found was eureka-worthy indeed. Alfred was growing a cannabis plant through an asexual breeding process called tissue culture, sort of like cloning. But the cloned plant was behaving differently from its mother plant. It was healthier and hardier and altogether new. So they hired a patent lawyer. They worked on their application for more than a year, taking meticulous measurements and notes and describing their new plant in detail.
And it was graded and evaluated purely on the merits of how well I described a plant, just as if it were a rose.
And yes, he does see the paradox here, a federal agency issuing patents for something that's still illegal under federal law. But he says the reviewers didn't care about that. He got the patent. And while plant patents for cannabis are still very rare, patenting in general for the cannabis industry isn't exactly new. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office started handing out patents for marijuana-related products decades ago, even before a growing number of states started passing medical marijuana laws. But the number of awarded cannabis patents has picked up remarkably since Colorado and Washington legalized the plant for recreational use.
So I think the race is on.
That's Jeremy Kaptein. He's a patent attorney focusing on marijuana law. He's happy about the shift. He says it's one way of normalizing this emerging industry. But
there's going to be winners and losers, and it's not a merit-based system. It's whoever's first and has the most money.
In other words, capitalism in action.
I think we did have a sense that the cannabis industry isn't going to be like other industries.
Beth Schechter helped create an archive of marijuana plants for the nonprofit Open Cannabis Project.
And we're all having a really big wake-up call that that's not the case. The cannabis industry is becoming very corporate very quickly.
By documenting existing cannabis plants, she tried to prevent patents that would step on the toes of what others had already been doing. Schechter says there are different types of patents, some more threatening than others. She's not quite as concerned about narrow plant patents like the one Andrew Alfred got for LiveWell. She's more concerned about something called utility patents because they're wider in scope. It could be a process, a piece of equipment, or even a plant's DNA. Still, she does see a way for companies to patent ethically, and that's to make them appropriately narrow.
Don't try and go and get a patent that's so broad that now nobody else can breed something with THCV in it. Like, don't do that.
These systems you see behind you are supercritical extractors.
Jim Parco shows me around his cannabis extraction company, Purple Bees, based in Pueblo, Colorado.
I'll walk you through and kind of explain the components and how they work.
He says his issue is that someone could easily run to the patent office with a process or product he's been using for years.
Does that preclude us from using it? I don't know. But it's the five magic words. Tell it to the judge.
He also has no idea if anything he's currently doing is patentable.
Am I unique? I was. I was one of the first ones to do all of this. Am I still unique? Probably not.
So, in a sense, he may have already lost out. On the other hand, he says patenting just isn't his MO. He says the industry started out with an open-source collaborative ethic, and he'd rather keep it that way. Plus, he says, in the world of marijuana, you get used to high risk.
If the DEA wanted to drive into my yard, take a battering ram, bust down our doors, arrest all of our employees, and confiscate all of this equipment, there's not a damn thing I can do.
So, does he lose sleep worrying about patents? No, he just can't be bothered. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
91.5 KRCC is a member of the Mountain West News Bureau. Find out more at krcc.org.